From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting between Syrian government and rebel forces seeking an end to the rule of President Bashar al-Assad goes into effect Monday at sundown. Analyst David Leish of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles.
There's fragmentation on both sides of the conflict. The opposition has been fragmented all along. There's going to have to be a lot of leeway, as there was last February, in terms of continuing sporadic fighting. What is the tipping point toward breakdown or not? People will have to determine that.
The deal was negotiated between the United States, which backs the rebels, and Russia, which has sided with Assad's government. Like most of the previous ceasefire efforts, this one starts with a small 48-hour timeline. South Korea's defense ministry warned today that North Korea could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The latest test happened Friday. Some experts believe Pyongyang now has short-range armed missile capability or will have it soon. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA this is highly probable.
I think practically speaking, we know that their short-range ballistic missiles, the things that could hit, for example, Tokyo, perhaps Seoul, most likely those would be able to be armed. The real question is, you know, how well they've done the miniaturization side of it, but most likely they could probably take and do that at this point, which is disconcerting because this means that, you know, they do now most likely have an actual usable nuclear weapon.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers North Korea's weapons to be tools of survival for his regime. And police in southeastern Turkey said a car bombing Monday wounded at least 27 people. Happened in the city of Van between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office. It was not immediately clear who was responsible. This is VOA News. Early results from Croatia's parliamentary election shows the conservative Croatian Democratic Union, or the HDZ, likely will win most seats, but not enough to rule on its own, setting up another coalition government. Andrej Plenković is president of the HDZ.
The HDZ, as the biggest and the strongest Croatian party, is into the business of uniting rather than dividing Croatian society. I want European values and European priorities to be every day on the agenda of the future government, on the agenda of the future Croatian parliament.
With more than half the votes counted, the HDZ is on track to win at least 62 seats. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is off the campaign trail Monday after becoming ill Sunday. Clinton left a 9/11 observance in New York Sunday after her campaign says she became overheated. Her rival, Republican Donald Trump, has not weighed in publicly on Clinton's health incident, but previously has questioned her stamina to be commander-in-chief. Political observers believe the call for both candidates to release their detailed medical records will get louder, with the election less than 2 months away. Police in France have thwarted a possible terror attack in Paris over the weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of preparing what they called an imminent violent action. Catherine Field in Paris has more on the teenager.
He had apparently been in contact with a French jihadist in the Middle East, a 29-year-old Frenchman who's known to have been directing operations from Iraq and Syria, with attacks that are carried out here in France. Now, this 15-and-a-half-year-old boy had apparently been in touch with him using an instant messaging service.
The teenager's arrest came after police had moved in on what Paris prosecutors say was a group of female commandos arrested after an aborted attack at Notre Dame Cathedral. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans marched in Barcelona and other Spanish cities Sunday to rally for independence for the country's northeastern region. Catalonia's pro-independence regional government has set the middle of next year as a target for independence from Spain, but has been unable to persuade the central government to approve a referendum on the issue. Catalonia has its own distinct language and culture and has been desiring independence from Madrid for hundreds of years. For details on these stories, much more news. As always, you can join us right here at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.